Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Nate Goner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ryan Slaubaugh, the city administrator of the city of Kelowna and the chair of the Watershed Management Authority, as we talk about the recent events of the English River watershed. Wanted to ask how your guys' organization got formed in August of 2013.
You know, really, we have been a mapped community through FEMA. And in kind of going through the process and working with some partners at the Iowa Flood Center, it was recommended that we establish a Watershed Management Authority, which is a little bit misleading because while it has the term authority in it, it's not, we have no taxing authority or property acquisition potential. So we really are kind of a voluntary group to help spearhead efforts within the watershed. It was their recommendation at that time that we look to garner partners throughout the watershed. And the watershed, 639 square miles in size, so it's fairly large. And it goes from Riverside's eastern boundary along the Iowa River all the way up to the corporate limits of Grinnell. So it encompasses a lot of communities from small to, you know, Kelowna is one of the larger ones within the watershed. And the goal was to come up with a plan to decrease soil erosion, nutrient reduction, to meet the nutrient reduction strategy, and to also help with flood mitigation. If everybody can do their part upstream and, you know, maybe change their practices or implement some strategies, then, you know, the downstream communities can hopefully benefit from those. So that was kind of the ultimate goal with why the city council here in Kelowna really wanted to kind of spearhead that effort and really go out and establish this watershed management authority.
One of the recent things you guys got accomplished as a group was getting some DNR funding for a comprehensive watershed plan. And something, this was a plan that you guys actually enacted, it sounded like, in your November meeting. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, we were fortunate enough right out of the, once we were established, to receive $150,000 in DNR funding. And that allowed us to take a comprehensive look throughout the watershed, to do land assessments, to do landowner engagement, to host events for property owners, all the way from women property owners to large-scale farm properties, to really determine what the uses of the land were and to really engage the property owners as to what they felt was missing in the current operations and what they could do better or what help they needed to meet their goals. So we took that time and we established and approved a document on December of 2015 that is really kind of the roadmap for the future as to what plans could be implemented. So it is a working document. We'll continue to improve, and as funding becomes available, we'll help implement some of those projects on a voluntary basis with the property owners. And we'll also use it to leverage additional grant funds. It is a technical document, so we did create working floodplain models as well and nutrient models so that we can determine with a pretty reasonable degree of certainty certain events when they occur, what the downstream effect or the nutrient effect is going to be, so that we can then implement those practices that are going to help improve and keep that soil where it's meant to be and keep the water as clean as we possibly can and, you know, help with flood mitigation as well. So it's a good document to use working forward.
As far as it being a roadmap, anybody who implements a plan in any sort of their life, you've got kind of a list of things that are the most important down to the least important. As far as the comprehensive watershed plan, what are some of the projects that are the most vitally needed in the area, a part of the 7-year plan?
Well, ideally, to keep the soil where it's intended to be and to keep those nutrients there is a key component to a lot of them, whether that be through bioswales, bioreactors, land buffer strips, taking land out of production and putting it into set-aside prairie grasses. Cover crops are huge. Steve Berger, just west of Wellman, is kind of the poster child for cover crops and, you know, planting off-season rye and you know, allowing those to grow over the winter and, you know, to utilize some no-till techniques and other things. So it's more education and how best farmers can utilize their land and what the efficiencies and benefits could be to them, as well as communities. It's up to communities as well to determine where their stormwater is going to go, how quickly it's going to go. You know, it's not just one entity's responsibility to do these improvements. It's, you know, pervious pavement. It's different things that are going to all put together, the sum is going to be very beneficial for the watershed.
You mentioned you're a volunteer organization. Are you guys taking additional volunteers if somebody out there would like to be a part of it?
We do have numerous opportunities for individuals to come and learn more about the organization. We do have a board of directors, and that's made up of individuals from, obviously, myself. I'm the chair, Abe Miller, who is a board of supervisor in Washington County, is a vice chair. And then we have Jan Anderson from Cornell, Nick Pesha, who's representing the rural area around the city of Wilmington. Kate Giannini is a soil and water conservation specialist for Washington County. And then we have Mike Phillips from Poweshiek County. Steve Berger, who I just referenced, a farmer west of Wilmington, is representing the Iowa Farm Bureau and the Washington County farmers. And Jody Bailey is our secretary, and she's also the watershed coordinator here. So we do have a structure to our organization, but we're always looking for individuals who'd like to help participate and, you know, kind of push our efforts and really kind of lay the groundwork for the next phase, which is to really implement some of these projects.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Ryan Slaba, chair of the Water Management Authority, speaking about the English River watershed. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Nate Goner with KCII News.